This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah.
He can... I guess if he plays well again, though, like he would still get more. Like, I don't know.
Or he breaks his leg in week two and
maybe
never plays again. You know,
they franchise him again.
I don't know how I didn't realize this, but it was just multiple people on the list of franchise candidates where I was like, they shouldn't be able to franchise him. He played there for 1 year, but I guess that's it. If you're the last team that employed him, even though they're a free agent. Man, they got it. I don't know. They should try to negotiate something around that one.
They would not let that one go.
They love the franchise.
They would not let that one fucking go.
Yeah.
Because it's been, and all been, they tried to.
Yeah.
They won't.
Yeah, they've tried. Mm-hmm. And I guess would they get the non-exclusive? You have exclusive and non-exclusive. So now there's like, it's a couple steps team, but nobody really does that.
Well, there's also the transition tag.
Yes, that occasionally happens and teams fuck up and then the other team swoops in and gets your guy.
But again, anytime like you Hutchinson. Franchise tag a guy, that also just means you can also come up with a deal.
Right. Yeah.
You
yeah.
don't have to
For
have
sure.
him play.
It's just a stopgap.
Yeah, it extends
like the Falcons did that with Grady Jarrett years ago.
Yeah.
When his first contract was up, and then they got to a contract before the season.
It extends your negotiating window essentially when they can't talk to other teams, and then
it just kind of, I don't know. It's like Sam Darnold was the one that really stood out to me. It was like they signed him to a 1 year, $10 million deal that he drastically outperformed.
Sure.
Like he played $50 million worth of quarterback last year. And I guess they're the ones that took a chance on him, so good for them. But I don't know. He should be allowed to go to the open market, whether they franchise him or not.
But I was laughing because when you see that whole Steve Hutchinson, like, what the fuck was Minnesota thinking?
What was Minnesota thinking?
Yes.
Minnesota was thinking, thanks, Seahawks.
I'm sorry. Other way.
The Seahawks thing.
Yeah.
They were trying to be cute.
Yeah.
Because I think the exclusive, whatever it was, is it non-exclusive, exclusive, whatever?
I don't even know.
What did
know.
You call it? Transition tag.
Oh, the transition tag.
I think it was relatively new at that point. So maybe they thought another team couldn't. Because, like, if you transition tag them, then you have to match whatever another team offers.
Right. But only this is the best.
It's the best guard in football.
Best guard in football. So,
was he a first ballot or whatever? He was a something ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Steve was first ballot.
And Minnesota came in and they brilliantly played it where they put in language in the contract that the Seahawks couldn't match even if they wanted to.
You know who did that? The Patriots did that to Wes from Miami. But I don't know if that was a retainer or whatever it was. And like they came with this offer. Like $50 million to Wes.
Uh-huh.
And mine was like, okay.
Like, damn it.
Damn. Be for real.
Yeah, come on.
But the Patriots didn't want to pay Wes $50 million. Right. So the owners came up with some talking points. Wes still went. Right. But I think the Dolphins got back like a second rounder for him.
What Minnesota did was they wrote in that Steve Hutchinson had to be, I think it was the highest paid guard or something like that. Like, that was written into the contract that they gave him.
Mm-hmm.
And the Seahawks couldn't do it. Like, salary cap wise, they were like, well, we can't. Like, well, I guess you got to let him go then. And that was that wasn't a non-exclusive, so they didn't get draft picks for it. I don't think they got anything.
They
didn't. Maybe there's like a conditional or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, no, they just flat out lost Steve Hutchinson in the middle of his prime. Like the year after a Super Bowl, because they were trying to be cute.
Because he left after the Steelers Super Bowl, right?
He was there, I think, the next year.
Okay.
I think they were there, but then everybody was hurt. Like Sean Alexander and Matt Hasselbeck were hurt. That was the first year I covered the team.
Okay.
It was 06. I actually found a press pass in a box in the attic a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I was a young man there covering that football team.
I have all my old press passes. I keep them.
I must have been, I mean, I was 21, I guess. But like, yeah, that team sucked to cover because they were coming off a Super Bowl year and then everyone was hurt all year. They made the playoffs. I think that was the year they beat Dallas in the playoffs on the Tony Romo bot. So I think that was a playoff game.
Oh, no, that was.
Yeah,
yes, that was.
Yeah, Tony Romo botched the snap.
That was it for him. He never recovered in the eyes of like that fan base.
That stained on him.
That was it.
That was on him a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though he played really good.
He was a good quarterback.
He played great.
But never really won the big ones,
But that play right there.
They never forgave him for that.
I mean, that's an all-time.
That play, yep.
That's an all-time choke.
Yeah, man.
And then it looked like he scooped it up, and it looked like he was going to get to the pylon. Yeah.
He was not going to score. There was no.
I think it was.
Was it Kelly Jimmy? Was it Jimmy that guy?
I think it was.
Or Babineau. It was Babs, I think.
Or maybe it was Marquand Manuel. It was one of the two of them.
I think it's Babs.
It was either Babineau or Marquand Manuel. I don't remember.
Whoever the deep corner was, because it was a corner off the backside who
but there was just a brief moment when he picked it up, and there was green in front of him. Yeah. I was standing on the field at the pylon. Because the last 2 minutes with your press pass, you can go on the field, which is really fun. And so we're sitting down there watching the game. That was going to send it to overtime.
Yeah.
And
if he scores, they win the game.
And if he scores, they win the game. Mm-hmm. And when he picked it up, it was like, oh no! Like, and then the DB caught him, and I was like, holy shit, that was one of the biggest fuck ups ever.
Yeah.
And we were right there watching it.
Drop the fucking snap.
It's pretty cool. Why were they even having him be the holder? Like, most teams don't have your starting quarterback be the holder.
Because he's backup for a long time.
That was the thing, though, back in the day. Like, nowadays, most backup quarterbacks aren't holders.
No.
Usually it's the punter.
Now.
Yeah, but like now. In St. Louis, it was Dane Looker. Dane was the holder.
There you go.
Back in the day, there was a lot of quarterbacks.
Legend.
Yeah.
A lot of quarterbacks that were holders.
Yeah, but like
Dane Looker was a wide receiver.
The only person
I'm not suggesting that to them.
He's the only one I've ever played with that wasn't the punter.
I always wondered about that.
What?
Why receivers aren't holding more often, because they should have better hands in case of a bad snap.
I guess if you have to throw it, but you don't run a lot of fakes.
Yeah, like having if you're going to throw it, just run a real two-point conversion.
Having a guy with hands is better than having a guy with an arm.
I always wondered why there weren't more receivers.
Carson Beck was a holder for Georgia all last year.
That was because Herb's thing.
Yeah.
So was Stetson was.
Well,
Stetson was older. That's
remember we tried to make it a thing like when Carson Beck got hurt?
What?
It, with his arm and elbow, and then we're like, who's the holder?
It's like, oh.
And then it's like, oh, it didn't matter.
Who was it, Thorson? Thorson was hurt, too.
Well, he got hurt, too. I think it was Stockton, maybe, or I don't remember who it was.
That'd be an interesting
We made
thing.
It like a thing for like 4 minutes.
I'm sure a million people have asked Kirby about it, but
that's his thing.
Next time we talk to him, be like, hey, are you guys still going to do the quarterback holder? And why? Just because I'm sure he has a really interesting reason why. He doesn't do anything for no reason.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.